This is Akashvani, the news read by Tanmay Kulshresht. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that temporary suspension of Operation Sindoor is not a conclusion, as India will continue to assess Pakistan's every move in the coming days to ensure that its future actions align with its commitments. Addressing the nation via video conference yesterday evening, the Prime Minister said that within the first 3 days of launch of Operation Sindoor, Pakistan suffered destruction far beyond its expectations. Mr. Modi mentioned that following India's aggressive countermeasures, Pakistan began seeking ways to de-escalate, appealing to the global community for relief from rising tensions.
हम सभी ने बीते दिनों में देश का सामर्थ्य और उसका संयम दोनों देखा है। मैं सबसे पहले भारत की पराक्रमी सेनाओं को, सशस्त्र बलों को, हमारी खुफिया एजेंसियों को, हमारे वैज्ञानिकों को, हर भारतवासी की तरफ से सैल्यूट करता हूं। हमारे वीर सैनिकों ने ऑपरेशन सिंदूर के लक्ष्यों की प्राप्ति के लिए असीम शौर्य का प्रदर्शन किया। मैं उनकी वीरता को, उनके साहस को, उनके पराक्रम को आज समर्पित करता हूं।
The Prime Minister revealed that after suffering severe losses, Pakistan's military reached out to India's Director General of Military Operations on 10th of May. Mr. Modi noted that Pakistan, in its appeal, assured that it would cease all terrorist activities and military aggression against India. Prime Minister Modi emphasized that Operation Sindoor is not just a name but a reflection of the emotions of millions of Indians. He described the operation as an unwavering pledge to justice. The Prime Minister outlined three key pillars of India's security doctrine, and the first pillar is decisive retaliation.
Pehla, Bharat par aatanki hamla hua, to muh tod jawab diya jayega. Hum apne tarike se, apni sharton par jawab dekar rahenge. हर उस जगह जाकर कठोर कार्रवाई करेंगे जहां से आतंकी जड़ें निकलती हैं। दूसरा, कोई भी न्यूक्लियर ब्लैकमेल भारत नहीं सहेगा। न्यूक्लियर ब्लैकमेल की आड़ में पनप रहे आतंकी ठिकानों पर भारत सटीक और निर्णायक प्रहार करेगा। तीसरा, हम आतंक की सरपरस्त सरकार और आतंक के आकाओं को अलग अलग नहीं देखेंगे। ऑपरेशन सिंदूर के दौरान दुनिया ने पाकिस्तान का वो घिनौना सच फिर देखा है जब मारे गए आतंकियों को विदाई देने पाकिस्तानी सेना के बड़े बड़े अफसर उमड़ पड़े।
Mr. Modi sent the firm message to the world that any discussions with Pakistan will focus solely on terrorism and any negotiations with Pakistan will center around Pakistan-occupied Kashmir. Director General Air Operations Air Marshal A.K. Bharti has stressed that India's fight was with terrorists and their support infrastructure and not with Pakistan military. He said it is a pity that the Pakistan military chose to intervene and bat for the terrorists, which compelled Indian armed forces to respond in kind. Briefing media in New Delhi yesterday on Operation Sindoor, Air Marshal Bharti gave details about how Indian forces minimized damage to both civilian and military infrastructure. Infrastructure of the country during Operation Sindoor.
हमारी तरफ से हमारी एयर डिफेंस सिस्टम्स देश के लिए दीवार की तरह खड़ी थी और इसको भेदना दुश्मन के लिए नामुमकिन था. This brings me to the point. How have Indian forces managed to minimize the damage to both civilian and military infra in the country in spite of the unrelenting efforts by the Pakistani forces? Most of you and the majority populace within the country have had a lot to say about the layered and integrated air defense systems put in place by the Indian Armed Forces, which includes the assets of the Indian Army, the Indian Navy, in addition to the primary air defense assets of the Indian Air Force.
Home Minister Amit Shah has saluted the unparalleled valor of Indian Armed Forces and called them the shield of the country and destroyer of its enemies. In a social media post, Mr. Shah congratulated Prime Minister Narendra Modi for his exemplary leadership in delivering justice to the departed souls of Pahalgam terror attack. He added that Mr. Modi has always proven that no enemy of the country can go unpunished. Mr. Shah also lauded the courageous personnel of the Border Security Force. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar also praised Prime Minister's address to the nation and called it inspirational. In a social media post, he mentioned that a promise has been redeemed by the government through Operation Sindoor. Union Minister and BJP Chief Jagat Prakash Nadda has lauded Prime Minister Narendra Modi's address to the nation and said that it reflects country's unwavering commitment against Pakistan and terrorism. In a social media post, Mr. Nadda said that under Operation Sindoor, the Prime Minister has once again warned Pakistan while referring to the valour of Indian armed forces. He added that Prime Minister asserted if there will be talks with Pakistan, it will be only on terrorism and Pakistan occupied Kashmir. Hailing Mr. Modi's speech, Mr. Nadda said that India has given the message of Buddha to the whole world, but the path of peace goes through power. The BJP will organize an 11-day-long Tiranga Yatra across the country from today following the success of the Operation Sindoor. It has been organized as part of the BJP's outreach to people about the Modi government's determined leadership and the valor of armed forces. The campaign, which will continue till 23rd of this month, will also involve prominent members of the society, ex-servicemen and social workers. Party sources said the campaign's tone will not be overtly political, but they are looking to galvanize people over an issue which has drawn support from all sections of the society. In Jammu and Kashmir, the government has decided to reopen schools and colleges in non-border districts of Jammu as well as Kashmir divisions from today. Education Minister Sakina Ittu informed this in a social media post yesterday. This decision was taken after comprehensive review of the ground situation in the aftermath of recent cross-border shelling incidents. However, the educational institutions in border areas will remain closed as a precautionary measure for safety of students as well as staff. Director General of Military Operation level talks were held between India and Pakistan last evening. Indian Army said in a statement that issues related to the continuing of commitment that both sides must not fire a single shot or initiate any aggressive and inimical action against each other. It was also agreed that both sides consider immediate measures to ensure troop reductions from the borders and forward areas. India has rebutted US President Donald Trump's claim that he stopped the impending conflict between India and Pakistan by saying that he was going to do a lot of trade with the two countries. External Affairs Ministry sources said there was no reference to trade in the discussions between US President J.D. Vance and Prime Minister Narendra Modi on the 9th of May. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer announced that the residency period required to obtain permanent settlement in Britain has been extended from 5 to 10 years. Alongside this measure, the government is also increasing the skill thresholds for migrant workers, raising the degree level required, and tightening the English language requirements. Israeli military has informed that Hamas has released Idan Alexander, the last known living American hostage it held in Gaza. 21-year-old Alexander is a dual Israeli-American national. He was captured during Hamas-led attack on Israel on October 7, 2023, while serving in an elite Israeli infantry unit near the Gaza border. Hamas stated that it released Alexander as a goodwill gesture ahead of the visit of the US President Donald Trump to Arab Gulf nations this week. The BCCI has announced that the Indian Premier League 2025 will resume on 17th of this month, after a week-long pause due to rising tensions between India and Pakistan. It was suspended on May 9th after India launched Operation Sindoor. The first match will be played between Royal Challengers Bengaluru and Kolkata Knight Riders at the M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru on May 17th following the resumption of IPL. The final of the IPL will now be played on June 3rd with the playoffs to be played from May 29th onwards. The venues for the playoff matches will be announced later. According to the statement, the playoffs will start with Qualifier 1 on May 29th, followed by the Eliminator on the next day. And that is the end of this news bulletin.